A regional Queensland community has vowed to maintain its family-friendly status, with the mayor saying he wants to see his city free from pornography. Toowoomba is the second largest inland city in Australia, and this week a group of more than 200 people gathered in a park to hear stories about the impact porn has on relationships. Peter Gunders reports.
It was a gathering predominantly made of men, but what captivated the audience was the personal story of a Toowoomba woman of how pornography fueled an abusive relationship she escaped.
Pornography leaves the person watching it in complete control. There's no need to consider another person or to make any effort to do anything but find selfish gratification.
Sometimes we live in a vacuum and we don't understand what the rest of the world's going through. And when I first was made aware of the issues in domestic violence, I said, no, come on, that can't be right. But unfortunately, it is right. It is right for domestic violence.
John Minns is the former CEO of Heritage Bank, now the chairman of Toowoomba Together, an organisation committed to awareness and education on domestic violence issues. He now has his sights on pornography.
Well, if the very explicit and the very humiliating and aggressive pornography is there, and there are no constraints, and it's available at the click of a button, and it's available for so many young people, when logic says that it is a really big problem.
What about the argument that if it's not doing anyone harm, then why are you sticking your nose in it?
I guess my perspective is about healthy relationships through Toowoomba Together, and it makes sense that an unhealthy relationship when it comes to domestic and family violence is not good.
How practical is it, the title of today, a city free from porn? Can you have a city free from porn?
I don't think you can probably have a city free from porn or a road system free from accidents, or even a world free from domestic violence. But what we can do is turn it around and point it in the right direction. We've seen jurisdictions overseas talk about opt-in based upon age and parental consent. That in itself sends a message that if you need parental consent, it's not right for young minds. So there are many things that the government can pick up from this. Leadership is about taking a stance. It's about trying to inspire people to better choices and to make a better world. And I'm glad that we had, I'm going to call it 200 people standing together today, united with maybe the start of our journey to say what's happening with pornography is wrong.
The gathering was organised by Letitia Shelton from Toowoomba City Women.
I take a lot of hope from the anti-smoking campaign. In 50 years they've been able to educate, highlight the impacts, the harms of smoking. They haven't eradicated it, but there's a lot less smoking going on, a lot more education on the harms it causes you. So we're wanting to get word out there. Just like smoking, pornography harms you just as significantly. Not everyone will say no. There'll be people. There's people still smoking after all these years. So ideally, you'd like them to realise the harm that it does to our community. But again, it's a free community, so we can't stop them. But we'd sure like to urge people to look at the damage, what it does to their life, and rethink it.
Can you imagine Toowoomba without porn?
Yeah, the ideal is a place where every human being is valued and not looked at like a piece of meat.
I acknowledge that viewing pornography promotes exploitation of women. I commit that I won't view porn, and I will help create a city free of porn.
That's the Mayor of Toowoomba, Paul Antonio, ending that report by Peter Gunders.